Hello, I'm Neil O'Carroll. I'm speaking quietly for reasons which will become apparent and then be further explained until they're over apparent at a later point during this programme. In other words, this introduction, prelude, voiceover thing is being recorded after those events. The show has already been recorded, but I don't want you to worry about that because it doesn't mean you've missed the show. It means I've missed the show. I've already recorded it, so if I was coming back from the future to visit myself during the recording process and I arrived here at this point mistakenly thinking that the show hadn't been recorded yet, I'd be wrong. I'd have hit the wrong spot. It would be time to get back in the time machine and go back another 40 minutes or so, because I've already recorded the show at this point, and the future me would be very disappointed, because if the future me turned up here at this point, it would just hear me recording this prelude to the show, but not starting the recording session. This is the end of the recording session. The show has already been recorded. So future me, if you're listening to this, don't pinpoint this as the place that you're to travel back to. Go back about another 40-45 minutes, I'd say. But just be prepared for an annoyed text from my wife for reasons which will become apparent later in the show. In fact, maybe you should listen to the show first and then decide whether you really want to come back and visit me tonight. Because there's no point in two of us getting in trouble when just the one will do. And besides which, you're the future me, so you'll have the memory of this now to deal with, and that's as bad as being here to witness the event in person, as I am your past self. So anyway, it's into your head. Welcome to the show.
Lockjaw the podcast junkie here, and you are listening to one of the funniest shows I've ever heard, Into Your Head, all the way from Ireland.
Join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm cleaning my glasses. Now I don't expect you to find that exciting, but it's exciting for me because when I put my glasses back on in a moment, everything is going to seem much clearer and brighter. The world will look like a better place, even better than looking at it through rose-tinted spectacles, because if I look at it the way it is in its normal colours, it's going to look even brighter and bubblier and better than it is. Because the world is a fantastic place to live in. It's full of it's full of cats and dandelions and flowers and money and wealth and good news and happiness and love and peace and war and television and comedy and music and cats and dogs and muppets and turnips and cabbages and sweets and health drinks and light carbonated beers and heavy carbonated sodas, or not sodas, ciders. Not that there's anything wrong with sodas, they're fantastic too. I just hadn't intended on placing them into this list at that particular moment, but the fact that it came up is fine. Maybe they were in my subconscious, maybe I had a dream about sodas last night, except that's unlikely because we don't have sodas in Ireland. Well, we do have them, but we call them something different. We call them. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to have to interrupt myself there. As I got to the end of that segment, of which you've only heard about half, I got a text from my wife who's upstairs, and she said, not to be mean, and I'm not giving out, but would you mind talking less loudly into that thing? Because frankly, I'm trying to go to sleep, and I've been up since 6:15. As far as I'm concerned, that's absolutely fine. I've no wish to keep my wife awake whatsoever. Unfortunately, though, it means you won't hear the rest of that segment because it's too frigging loud. I have to turn things down here. I suppose, since I've already recorded it, I could let you hear the rest of the segment and not play it back here, because the damage is already done. I've already recorded the loud bits. So that's what I'll do. I'll let you hear the rest of the loud bit that I recorded, and then we'll get to the bit where my wife texts to say, can you turn that thing down? And then I'll continue on the show in this quieter voice, and everybody will be happy. So here goes. Here's the loud me from earlier. Just make sure you play it over your headphones and don't wake anyone up. Health drinks. and light carbonated beers and heavy carbonated sodas, not sodas, ciders. Not that there's anything wrong with sodas. They're fantastic too. I just hadn't intended on placing them into this list at that particular moment, but the fact that it came up is fine. Maybe they were in my subconscious. Maybe I had a dream about sodas last night, except that's unlikely because we don't have sodas in Ireland. Well, we do have them, but we call them something different. We call them a normal word. We call them minerals or soft drinks. We don't call them sodas, because a soda is a... Oh, a soda is a freaking type of bottled water. A soda isn't a word that's used for any kind of soft drink, no matter what it's made of or what it is. That's fucking ridiculous. That's like if you go up to an animal in the street and without checking to see what kind of animal it is and without discriminating in any way, you automatically call it a cat, regardless of whether it's a mouse or a gorilla or an elephant or a snake. You just say, that's a cat. That's what you Americans do when you brand everything with the word soda. You're probably going up to the beach on the seaside and looking at the sea and the waves and saying, oh look, there's some soda. Anything basically that's not alcoholic is a soda to you. That's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Then you go and get a milkshake and you just call that a shake. You don't call it a milkshake because you're in denial about the milk. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's absolutely disgusting. But I'm being negative now. I don't want to be negative. I wanted to make a list of, not an exhaustive list, but an expansive list of nice things that are available to us here in the universe in life. Because I'm full of positivity here at the moment. Everything is good and merry. Hold on a minute there. What you're thinking there, you're thinking that must be the bit where he gets interrupted and he gets a textual message from his wife saying, will you shut the fuck up? Well, you're part right about that. The text message did say words to that effect, but didn't say it in any such strong terms as those ones that you imagine. My wife doesn't swear, for one thing, and she would never be so aggressive, either verbally or physically, or psychically for that matter. As that. So don't be planting words into my wife's head and putting them out through her mouth that never got put in my wife's head or sent out. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's slander. You're saying my wife said something when she didn't. And I could sue you for that. Well, my wife could sue you for that, and I could represent her as her legal advisor. But maybe she wouldn't be up for that. Maybe she would think that was overkill, because she's a very tolerant person. My wife just puts up with any old crap. I can basically go do what I like here. I can go out and buy a gun and go around shooting cats all over the neighbourhood and come back and go to bed with my wife and she won't even say anything unless she knows what I've been up to. But I get that around by not telling her. So if you don't tell someone something, they don't know it, unless it's up in Wikipedia or something. I know what you're thinking now. You're thinking, I'm going to go up on Wikipedia and write that he goes around shooting cats. Well, I wouldn't do that if I were you, because that would be libel and slanderous, and I could sue you for that, because it's not true. Don't believe everything you hear, especially what comes out of my mouth, because I've got absolutely no control over it whatsoever. My mouth runs off with itself, and basically this is all crap. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's just said that this is all crap. And frankly, I'm wondering if this is all crap. Why does he expect me to listen to it at all? You don't expect a newsreader to come on the radio and say, the following is a load of crap that I've made up, even if it is. You expect them to give a little bit of a hard sell, even if they don't overdo it. You might say, this is very important news, listen to me, I'm putting on a very important voice because I'm about to tell you some information that you need for your day-to-day life, and frankly, if you don't listen to it, you're an idiot. You need to know what's going on in the world. No, the newsreader doesn't go on like that. And why should I? Why should I have to sell this to you? You're listening now. All I have to do is not negatively sell it. I shouldn't say anything that's negative enough to put you off completely. For example, I shouldn't say that I go around the town killing cats with a gun, unless of course you're an anti-cat person, in which case that'll be a positive thing. See, one person's positive is another person's negative. That's why we have so many television channels now. They have to have one channel for the pro-cat brigade, and another channel for the anti-cat brigade, and another cat channel for the fire brigade, who like cats, but they're a bit sick of rescuing them from trees, because people keep putting their cats up trees, and I've dropped my phone now. I'm going to have to pause this and go and find it. Note to self, insert silent interval here to compensate for the fact that you press the pause button when you're going off to do something, and it won't be obvious that there's a gap in the time continuum here, and people will think you didn't go away and look for the phone at all. So you have to put in some sort of interlude here, perhaps some silence, or perhaps an explanatory note like this one. In fact, you could use this one. Just use this one. Pretend it's some sort of a note to yourself or something, and then after that leave a pause of a second or two, and then come back from the phone thing. Now, I found my phone. I dropped it under the table in the dark. I don't know if it was obvious, but I went away for a couple of minutes to deal with it. I did put this on pause, but so no time will have elapsed at all. In the interim, so that's just a little explanatory note to explain what happened there. I found my phone, here it is. I won't demonstrate by making it ring, because then it will ring and it'll be my wife from upstairs calling and saying, will you turn off that damn phone, because I'm trying to speak. Trying to sleep. And she'll probably be sleep talking then, which will be just as well, because then it'll mean she's not really being kept awake by me. It's just that she's dreaming that she's being kept awake by me. Although I suppose that's just as bad, because she'll still be pissed at me. It's just that she won't be conscious of it. But I'll be conscious of it, I can tell you. And I won't get to sleep tonight. I'll feel terrible having upset my wife's subconscious. So we don't want that. And 5 seconds into the show, not counting musical interludes, which I'll insert shortly when I'm finished inserting this. There's no point inserting stuff into things until you've made the things, because then you're not inserting. If I insert some music into a non-existent show, then all I've got is the music. I don't have the show at all. It's like if let's think of a proper analogy for this now. Let's say I have a bucket and there's loads of other buckets in it, or at least I think there's loads of other buckets in it, and I've got a few different types of soil, and I decide I'm going to put the red soil in one bucket and the green soil in another sub-bucket. So I put all the soil in. And anyway, then at the end of all that, it turns out that in the dark I didn't notice that the main bucket didn't have any other sub-buckets in it at all. So all the soil was going in together. because I didn't look. I automatically assumed that the sub-buckets that are usually in that bucket were there, but in fact they weren't. Well, that's what's going on here. If I inserted some music into the show, but the show hadn't been made yet, basically the show is the, in this analogy, the show is the big bucket. No, the show is one of the little sub-buckets. And the recording space is the big bucket. Now, that doesn't quite make sense, that analogy, so I'll leave it at that, and we'll move on, if you don't mind. Hello, I'm Neil O'Carroll, host of Into Your Head. When I'm not hosting Into Your Head, I do other stuff like go to work, sleep, eat food, breathe oxygen simultaneously to several of those other things, and exhale carbon dioxide. Now, by that last one, I don't want you to think that I'm a pollutant. I'm a net contributor to the world's environment-saving process, as far as I'm concerned. I recycle all my plastic cans and my bottles, unless they can't be recycled. And the fact I can't drive helps, because I don't use up any precious gases to get to the recycling bank. I get the bus instead, or I get my wife to drive me, so I don't waste any fuel at all whatsoever. So I'm even more green conscious and green friendly than you are. No offence, but that's just to clear that up. Anyway, this is just one of those interludes. It's like when Bono from U2 comes on the radio and says, "Hello, I'm Bono from U2, and when I'm in Ireland, I listen to the Red Hot Sound of the 87 FM breakfast show." Well, I thought I'd just do a few of those for Into Your Head. I'm doing them in-house, I'm doing my own. There's no need to get any superstars to do them. I'm more than capable of doing it all myself. So I hope you find that useful. Anyway, back to me and the show. I know what you're thinking at this point. You're thinking, today's Into Your Head sounds different. He sounds quiet for some reason. I have no idea why. Well, that's because you didn't listen to the first segment. The segment where I was interrupted by a message from my wife asking me to turn it down here because she's trying to sleep. Now, I would suggest in future, when you're listening to a podcast, you start at the beginning and listen to the words that are coming out of the podcaster's mouth and intake what he's saying. And if you miss a bit, go back and rewind and listen again. Don't go ahead and then start wondering what he's talking about because you weren't paying attention. Because if you do that, you might as well go and get a book and rip out loads of pages out of it and then try to read it and get some sort of cohesive storyline out of it. It's not even a storybook, it's a non-fiction book. Although I suppose it could be an autobiography in that case, which means it is a story. But I mean, it's not a fictional story, it's a real story. Now, if I was a writer, I would make the best of both worlds. I would make a fictional character and create a biography of the fictional character, perhaps an autobiography narrated by the fictional character, and then I would be able to be on the fiction shelves and the non-fiction shelves, and nobody could decide where to put me in a shop, so they'd have to get two copies of each book, put one on one shelf and one on the other, and then I'd sell to all interested parties would buy the book. Unless there's someone who's not interested in either fiction or non-fiction, and he just wants books about black holes, which are neither, a black hole is neither fictional nor non-fictional. It's afictional, I suppose, is the word. It's a bit like asexual, except without the mess and without the bad analogy again. I'm running out of analogies today, frankly. I'm used to talking much more loudly than this, and when I'm talking loudly, I don't have to concentrate on whether my voice is carrying, because I know it is, because it's above a certain decibel level, and then I can concentrate on what I'm thinking about and have some sort of cohesive structure to what I'm saying. But at the moment, I'm afraid I'm too busy concentrating on how quiet I'm speaking, so it's not working at all. I suppose maybe perhaps if you turn the volume up during the listening process, it might work better for you. But it's too late for me, because I'm stuck in the past here in the recording process, and I won't be there when you're listening. You'll only be listening to the past me. There'll be no sign of me at all. I'll be off somewhere else. I'll be off at work or in bed sleeping, or busy making the next show for you to listen to. So just think about me when you're listening back to this show, and think about how I'll be affected by how it's turned out, and just be grateful that it's not you.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalk us forum guest book, intoyourhead.com.
Online voicemail system,
intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
Intoyourhead.com.